Hey everybody, Lauren here, and welcome to another episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. Today, Katie and I interview my husband, David Wrighton, about CrossFit. We talk about what CrossFit is, what David's experience been like, what we thought about the CrossFit Games, and lots of other fun stuff. So whether or not you've been thinking about trying CrossFit, you have no idea what it is, or you're just curious, you'll love this episode. All right, on to the show.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with your hosts, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton.
So welcome to the podcast, David.
Hello.
Say you're excited to be here. Say you're not excited to be here.
Did not realize you were just going to say hello and hand me the mic. Okay, well, excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
We're super excited because David is, of course, our first male guest, but we're going to talk about a whole nother realm of fitness and get a whole nother perspective. You guys are used to hearing Lauren and I's and more of the group fitness side. So I think it'll be really cool to get David's take on this.
Yeah. And my goal is to make this interesting for people that have done CrossFit, that do CrossFit, and that maybe don't even know CrossFit is. So hopefully we can kind of keep the conversation interesting for all of those types of people. So just to jump right in, number one, David is my super hot husband. There's so many adjectives I could say. I don't even know what I should say, but I'll just stick with hot. And yeah, just to give you guys a little bit of background on him though, from just an athletic standpoint, he's going to be talking about CrossFit, but he's coming from more of an athletic background because he wrestled through high school. He started CrossFit in 2014. I started CrossFit when he did for a couple months, and I've kind of bobbed in and out of doing it with him throughout the years. And now I'm teaching at a CrossFit gym, and he's going there as well. So it'll be a fun conversation.
Before we start interviewing David and asking him questions, let's explain to our listeners, you know, what exactly CrossFit is. From my understanding, I've done CrossFit style workouts, but I've never actually gone to a CrossFit gym, or they'll call it box, a CrossFit box. But from my understanding, it is using a lot of your own body weight, a lot of barbells, kettlebells, more functional training.
So CrossFit is constantly varied functional movements, like you mentioned, lots of body weight, lots of barbell movements, running, quite a bit of gymnastics, rowing. So typically in most CrossFit gyms, the class usually is broken up into sections. They will do a strength section where we'll either an Olympic lift or we'll squat, and then there will be a metabolic conditioning portion, what they call the Metcon, where they'll do like a running intervals with weightlifting in between the running, for an example.
Doesn't CrossFit also incorporate a lot of mobility work? Like, isn't using a foam roller just kind of standard practice?
So yes, a lot of times with CrossFit, we'll do a lot of mobility work. Like you said there, we do a lot of foam rolling, a lot of stretching. Just there is a lot of emphasis on range of motion and being able to do the full range. So when you're squatting ass to the grass, getting all the way down deep in the squat. If you're doing a press overhead, you're making sure your shoulders are warmed up, so you're actually doing the straight up when having the elbow locked out, bicep at the ear, and doing a lot of that type of mobility to make sure you can get the full range of motion.
Yeah, and now that I'm at the CrossFit gym a lot more, when I go to teach my other group fitness classes and I see people doing lunges and they're lunging like an inch down, it like kind of irks me. And of course, you know, you can work up to that, but that's the ultimate goal. And in a group fitness class, that's not a goal.
That's so funny that you say that. Yeah, because it bothers me when people's knees touch, but I guess that's true. In my head, my instant group X thinking is, that's wrong. Don't let your knee touch. Hover right above the ground or as deep as you can.
Well, yeah. And I mean, hovering right above the ground, that wouldn't bother me. But it's like whenever someone just like steps back into a lunge and they just go like blip, just a tiny bit down. I'm like, come on. Like, it's just the same thing as if you were to be doing a push up and you were to go just an inch down. Like, there's not a lot of strength conditioning that's happening there. So, I mean, this is a whole different topic, but CrossFit is definitely about that range of motion. They also use a lot of PVC pipes. So people might see that if they're like following CrossFit gyms on social media, you'll see that they're working on mobility with PVC pipes or big resistance bands.
Another thing that is super unique to the CrossFit, and we'll talk a little bit more about the community later on, but they have this thing, this event called the Games. So it's each year people come from all over the world to compete in this. I think of it as like the Olympics of fitness. So people from all over the world compete to get to this level and win money and different things. But Lauren and David just went to the Games. So tell us a little bit more about what that was like.
Yeah, the Games, it was awesome. They call CrossFit the sport of fitness. So the Games, it's like going to a sporting event, like you said, like the Olympics, but it is designed in the sense of being a sport. And so the coolest thing about it is that you likely do workouts that are very similar to what they're doing, just not as, you know, intense maybe, but you could do those at your own gym at home.
So Katie, funny that you mentioned that it was like the Olympics, because the fittest woman on earth this year actually represented Australia at the Rio Olympics, competing in Olympic weightlifting. So she actually has been to the Olympics as well.
I just remembered, I saw she was asked, what's better, going to the Olympics or winning the CrossFit Games? And she said winning the CrossFit Games was better times 100. But maybe if she would have gotten a gold at the Olympics, maybe she would have changed her mind.
Very possible. But no, the Games were amazing. So the Games were held in Madison, Wisconsin this year. So that's why we were able to go, because luckily we have family that lives just outside of there. So we were able to go and stay with family. But in the past 10 years, it's been out in California, in Carson, California. So, but it's four-day festival. It was held Thursday through Sunday. 13 events spread out over the 4 days. Something was always going on. So it was really a lot of fun, because they not only had the individual male and female competitors, they then had the teams going, then they had masters athletes ranging everywhere from the youngest masters athlete was 35 to 39, and then the oldest was a 60 plus category. You saw everybody's. We were getting a big kick out of Patty. She won the 60 plus women's division, and it was just fun to watch and see those women work out.
Yeah, because they had the names you would expect a 60-plus-year-old to have. Like, it was all like, Patty, so-and-so, Deborah, Carolyn, Marsha. It just was funny.
This sounds like a dumb question, but so were they super fit, or was this more of just a fun thing to compete in?
I mean, I would say they were very fit. They weren't doing the same events as the young individuals, but they were doing variations of them. So the very first event was a mile and a half run, 500 meter swim, mile and a half run. And they had all the age groups do that. So even the 60 plus year olds were doing that run. And so everybody was doing that. But then they also even had a teen division for 14 and 15 year olds and 16 and 17 year olds. So, I mean, there was a lot going on. If it wasn't the main big names, you know, that, well, I know, competing, you could go and watch all the other people go at the same time. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and what the Games is trying to accomplish is they're trying to find the fittest person in the world. So they're all about designing these 13 events, or it changes each year on how many events there is, but this year it was 13. They're going to design the workouts to challenge every aspect of your fitness. So it's, as a spectator, it's awesome, because we got to see obstacle courses. Like David said, there was a run, swim, run, and then there was a max snatch. So people looking for their personal record on snatch, like, it was just everything under the sun.
That's pretty cool that they get people involved from that young to that old. Because I also think of, just from a health perspective, I think CrossFit gets a bad rap for being too intense, too, you know, this, that, the other. But the way I see it, it's promoting healthy living from young age all the way to the old age. So just showing you can be fit at any age.
Yeah, I do remember when I was more on like the outside of the CrossFit land, I remember hearing about like safety. People were concerned about safety. I mean, I definitely do not see any more injuries in a CrossFit gym than I will elsewhere, but it's also because it's a smaller community. So I find that in a smaller community, people are less likely to get injured because they're being watched closely by coaches. They're more willing to ask questions, you know, that sort of thing. So they're not, hopefully they're not going to be overdoing it like they would maybe if they were less supervised.
Two questions before we move on. What was your favorite part? And let's talk about Sammy's new shoes.
So my favorite part was just getting to see a lot of these athletes and people in person, because I follow them all on social media. I see all their Instagram posts, and I've watched the games a lot on TV and online before, but never being around that level of athlete and just seeing just how big they actually are. I mean, most of the men are 5'9", 180 to 190. Oh, and there was even several athletes that I was pretty impressed with that were 5'5". And so it was always pretty crazy just seeing how big they actually are and how much weight they can actually move. And Sammy's shoes. Sammy now has nicer shoes than I do. We were in the Reebok tent because they have giant, all the sponsors have huge tents and sales and everything going on, and she's now a proud owner of a pair of Nano 7s, so it's pretty exciting for her, and she loves them. They're bright purple.
Yeah, I was trying to look for some bigger kid shoes that I could buy because, yes, I can fit into kid shoes. But I was looking for some that were like exactly like hers, but I couldn't find any online. I don't think they make them in the exact color combination. But yeah, my favorite part was kind of what David said, but seeing the events. Like, I'm really bad at really understanding how far, like, 50 feet is or something. So when we would see these workouts live, and I had to see how long that they had to handstand walk, we would then watch recaps at night on the TV, and I would see the same workout on TV, and it wouldn't look like anything on TV because it was kind of more blown out and whatever. But in person, you're like, oh my gosh, that's so much longer. That's so much taller than you expect. So I think just being there and seeing those things in person put it into perspective how challenging these workouts were.
My favorite part was that you saw Joy and Claire. So if any of you guys listened to another podcast, it's called Girls Gone Wad. I don't even know why I started listening to this podcast. Like I said before, I don't do CrossFit, but I'm weirdly kind of obsessed with it. Like, it's on my bucket list. I will somehow, I think I will go to the games, but I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, and if you're in the same boat as Katie and you're like kind of like weirdly obsessed, like kind of looking in from the outside of CrossFit, stay tuned to the end because David's going to give a piece of advice to anyone that's like thinking about starting CrossFit.
How did you guys both actually get into CrossFit? Let's start with David.
So some of the stuff that first started getting me into CrossFit, I actually caught the games on ESPN, I think, when they several years ago, and thought it was really cool, and then started looking into it more and just saw all the different workouts and things that they were doing, and I really liked the fact that they programmed all the workouts for you. So for me, I like doing the barbell workouts. I like doing the gymnastics stuff. I'm weirdly good at the gymnastics stuff, so I like doing all of those things. And me going to just a traditional gym, I hated it. I would show up, great example, when we lived in Illinois, I had a membership to Blast Fitness, you know, the standard $10 a month gym that you can go to. I would roll up into that gym thinking I had a whole game plan that Lauren would write out this whole workout for me, and I would run for 2 miles, and then I would go and I would end up just doing bicep curls or like bench press and then leaving, because I'd be like, there's too many people doing everything and there's fighting people for machines, so I'm out. So that was one of the main reasons that really drove me into CrossFit.
There's probably so many people that are like, oh my gosh, that's what I'm doing right now, is I go into the gym and run and do bicep curls. And hey, if that's where you have to start, like, that's awesome, because you're getting there. But that's one of the great things about small group training, whether it's with a personal trainer or at a little studio or whatever, CrossFit, is that it holds you so much more accountable.
Yeah, so it really does hold you accountable. And for me, it was a nice competitive outlet for me as well. I like comparing myself to the other people that did the workouts, because that's a big thing with CrossFit, is you'll go, you'll do the workout, whether you have to scale the workout, whether you do it at RX, RX, as they call it, which is just the way it's written out or prescribed for you to do it. So it's always just fun to like see the other names on the whiteboard, or now there's apps everybody uses, so you can just look on the leaderboard and check it out and see how you do. Lauren makes fun of me. I'll come home from sometimes from the gym and say I won the workout, and she'll just laugh and make fun of me about that.
And I laugh because I'm the opposite person. Like, I don't care where I am. I'm like competitive with myself, but I'm not competitive with other people. And it's just funny because David's just like over there, oh yeah, I won the workout.
So did you guys start CrossFit at the same time, or was it just kind of like, all right, I'm doing this, you're doing this with me, or how's that work?
Yeah, so we moved from Chicago suburbs to Indianapolis, and David joined a gym like right when we joined a CrossFit gym, like right when we moved, and he really liked it. So then I think after like 2 or 3 months of you doing it, I then started, and I did it for I think about 6 months. And then we moved from Chicagoland into my parents' house, and then we moved down to Indianapolis, and we were going to switch gyms, and he was getting really into it and like wanting to stay late at the gym. And I was like, snooze, I want to go home, because I like to get my workout in, and then, you know, peace. So I was like, you know what? I kind of felt like I was holding him back a little bit by us doing it together. So then he joined a new gym and I went and did something else.
In Lauren's fairness, at that point, I started going to the gym 8 times a week, or if not more. I was doing the CrossFit class every morning, and then either an Olympic weightlifting class or an endurance class at night several times a week. Yay, no kids. You can do that. Nowadays, I don't have that time to get in there as much as I would like. But
bouncing off that, why is it that CrossFit works for you? Obviously, it worked for you then, but now that you guys have a kid, what is it that works for you, and what do you like best about it?
So, as I kind of already mentioned, really the main reasons I like CrossFit a lot is, one, it puts the programming into the coach's hands. So, I'm no longer writing the programs or having to figure out what's best to do. I am now trusting or entrusting somebody else to do that for me, whether the coach of the at the gym themselves writes and uses the program, or whether they subscribe to somebody else's programming that does it. It's shown to work a lot for me, and I've really liked that. Again, it also is a competitive outlet, as well as just like the nice small group setting for the classes. I mean, on average, from my experience here in the Indianapolis area, the CrossFit class is about like 6 to 10 people, with a big class being 15 to 20. And there's been several times where it's been just me and the coach. So you get all the variance in that, and you get to know the people. You get to know the people at the gym, and you get a competitor in my eyes. So you always find somebody that you're somewhat close to, then you push each other to try to go faster, go strong, lift heavier. So it's always fun to do that.
So we talked about the community with the CrossFit games and how that kind of makes it feel more of a community, but what about CrossFit makes it feel like a real community to you?
So I'd say that the real community in CrossFit comes from just the different people that do it all. Everybody comes from a different walk of life, whether it's, you know, the doctor working out with the person that's barely making ends meet. Everybody's scattered around the spectrum of what we're doing, but we're all there to work out. We're all there to better ourselves in some aspect. And so that kind of shines through, in my opinion. You'll see everybody encouraging everybody. The first person doesn't just finish the workout and then get up and leave. It's, you know, the workout's not done until everybody in the room is done. So we'll encourage each other to do faster, lift heavier, finish the workout, don't stop and leave it unfinished. So there's a lot of just camaraderie in that, and you'll also see a lot of community surrounding the CrossFit games, because the first step in the games is what's called the open. The open is just exactly that. It's an open set of workouts for everybody to do. It's a 5-week thing in February and March every year, where they announce one workout a week and do a huge big announcement about it, and then everybody at the gym has that weekend to try to do that workout. So that always pushes everybody a little bit harder, brings everybody together to celebrate and, you know, cheer each other on and have a good time watching comparing yourselves to the big name athletes and just seeing how much they beat you by in all the workouts. That's always fun.
This is just my creepy stalking social media and YouTube. I love that CrossFit's raw. I don't know if that's the right word. It seems like it's pretty raw and it's kind of gritty. So like you see girls with, you know, chalk all over and just kind of like badass. Like I would just imagine finishing a workout and everyone's really truly pushing themselves. And that's how I like in my fitness. You know, sometimes I like to mosey through, but I like to be pushed, and I like that it. You see people yell, and I mean, you wouldn't get that at your Planet Fitness, but I'm like, I think that's cool.
Yeah, like at a big gym as a group fitness instructor, people might not even lay on the ground without a mat. But at a CrossFit gym where a lot of them are like warehouse styles or garage styles where it's a lot more dirty than a regular gym, there's no mats. Like you just get on the ground. So yeah, there is definitely a level of like, I guess rawness is the right word. It's just kind of like a, we just came here to get stuff done.
Yeah, I agree to that. I mean, there's also the whole gamut of the spectrum of the different gyms, though. I've been in some where it is extremely raw. Like I've dropped into a gym in Florida where to do muscle ups, which are the movement with the rings, they had a drop ceiling. The guy moved a ceiling tile and I had to do muscle ups into the ceiling. Where I've been in other gyms that I've been in, like there's several downtown that are in really upscale buildings and they keep their stuff all really nice. So it is always funny just to see the gamut of the different gyms.
That's a good point. I think just because that's my perception, or maybe that's your perception, don't think that, oh, CrossFit's gritty and dirty and down to it, that there are different communities that you would fit into.
Back to your point of pushing yourself and, you know, seeing the people laying on the ground after the workout, that is every day at a CrossFit gym. It's always you push yourself as hard as you can, and quite often you'll see people basically laying in the fetal position after the workout. One of the CrossFit has a big set of workouts called the girls. They have the girl wads and then they have hero wads, and they're basically all in memory of somebody or in honor of somebody. The girls are specifically named after a bunch of women that they're all representing, and then hero wads are named after fallen veterans. And all of these workouts are very hard and very fast, or not necessarily fast, but they make you end up on the ground. And that there's a joke, one of the girls is called Fran, and it's 21-15-9 of thrusters and pull-ups, and you're doing it in less than 5 minutes. And that's 5 minutes is about where I'm doing it at, but the elite level athletes are doing it in under two. Yeah, and it's insane. There's a joke about it calling you get the Fran lung because your lungs just hurt afterwards from doing it so fast.
Okay, so be honest. Have you yourself, or have you seen anyone else kind of to that point where you're like, oh, maybe this is unsafe, and that it kind of scares you? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. No is my answer, because I don't. Seeing somebody who's like almost passing out from workout or like panting, dying after the workout, that I like that. And so I don't think that I've seen anybody. There's been some, I have watched some competitions where I've seen a few competitors that just blows me away at how hard they go and like what they end up doing, but not scare me. I wouldn't say that's the right word for me.
I was going to say, you're asking the wrong person. I am someone that, like, I'm just not going to push myself to that limit. So if you really like that, just like you love you love intensity, then you will find that in CrossFit, but it'll be a different focus in even each workout. So sometimes, you know, you'll be buckled over because you just lifted the most weight that you've ever, or you just squatted the most weight you've ever squatted. Other times it'll be because it's a cardio burn. So it, you know, the goal is different in each workout, but don't think that you have to like really kill yourself in every workout, because there's room for everyone. I would say not to be like, everyone can do this workout, but like, I'm not the kind of person that would push myself to death. So, and I find my spot in a class.
That's a good point. I always try to tell people that just in fitness and just in my group fitness classes, like you don't, even though I'm saying push-ups on your toes, like if your push-ups on your toes suck, you don't have to do push-ups on your toes. I think that's a good point, that people don't always push themselves, nor should they.
And I think that's a good thing that comes with CrossFit. I think that's why I haven't seen anybody do something that I think was scary or risky to me, is because they are very big into scaling the workout to make it fit you appropriately. Like, if you're doing a workout that involves overhead squat and you have a bad shoulder, you can't overhead squat, they're gonna switch it to being a front squat for you. Or if it's, you know, lifting a weight that's too heavy for you with kettlebell or something like that, you're going to use the lighter kettlebell, but you're still going to push yourself, but you're just not necessarily using like the weight that they're recommending there. Obviously, you're adapting it to make it so it fits your needs, which is why, you, like I said, you don't see necessarily the injuries you would think.
Yeah, and back to David, you mentioned the girls and the hero wads. So those are like standardized workouts that they use as, you know, you do them in honor of these people, but also as like tests to yourself. So David mentioned Fran. That's a really, really popular one. Everyone knows their Fran time in the CrossFit world. Like, everyone knows how fast they can do Fran. So whenever Fran is programmed, you know, you're trying to go faster. It's like doing a mile run. So that's the idea behind these workouts, or it's just to like get through them. Another big one that I'm sure a lot of our listeners have heard about is Murph. So Murph is a hero wad named after a fallen veteran named Murphy. It's always done on Memorial Day weekend, and it's insane. David, help me with this. It's a mile run, 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups,
300 air squats,
mile run, another mile run, plus competitors will wear a weighted vest. You know, you can choose to wear a vest or not, but yeah, it takes people like 45 minutes to an hour to do. Or they, you know, modify needed. So that's another really popular one that people will see on social media.
FYI, WOD is WOD, stands for workout of the day. But that reminds me, I actually have done a modified CrossFit during my internship. I found out some guy it was in a university setting, was a policeman, but he was also a CrossFit coach. So he led these free CrossFit classes in the dorms. Like 9 o'clock at night, but I had to interview him for something. So I was like, okay, fine, I'll go. I planned on just sitting and watching because I had taught classes, and I ended up being the only one. And so he put me through this like tough workout, and some other kid ended up coming and just watching me do it. So I had to do overhead squats and sit ups. And here I am trying to push myself and be the athlete in the back of my head. Like, I've already worked out today. I didn't sign up for this.
That's hilarious that you had some other random person watching you. You're like, no, wait, I signed up for the watching position, not the doing position.
What advice would you give someone who wants to start CrossFit?
So other than telling them they absolutely should and they should check it out, my recommendation would be to look at the local gyms in your area, or the different boxes in the area. Every box has its own different culture, different community. Some of them can be very competitive. Some can be very family friendly. Some of them are just, you know, hey, everybody come in and have a good time. So I'd start kind of looking around in the area. Just because it's the closest box to your house doesn't mean it's necessarily the best one for you. A lot of them have very strong Instagram followings, or Facebook followings, depending on the box. So I would check them out on the social medias. And
super, I like it.
Those social medias.
Those good old social medias, they'll help you out a lot in finding out more about them. Another piece of advice I have is not to be scared. I know it is intimidating because, again, you're walking into a new gym, a new place. My first experience walking into the CrossFit gym, I was kind of worried, kind of nervous a little bit because I had never been. I'd seen it on social media. Yeah, I walked in, and the gym at the time that I was going or was about to go to was in a garage, like a big warehouse style garage, and everybody starts running away from the gym because their workout is a run. And I'm pulling up, and the first person I see in the gym is a pregnant woman who's probably about eight months pregnant, on the rower in a sports bra and booty shorts, just going to town, just destroying this workout. And I was like, wow, she's killing it. So, and I went to a I did the beginner's workout there that they had the intro, and it was a 6-minute workout, and I had never felt my lungs burn so much from that short period of time. So I was hooked, and I joined it. And a lot of gyms now are offering a best beginners program or a starting program, which is a really good thing that they have. So it kind of helps take away that intimidation factor of not knowing all those complex movements like the Olympic weightlifting, like, oh, am I doing this jerk right? Am I squatting correctly? How do I do the pull-ups? They help you through all of that. And they're usually about a month long, and they'll show you everything. They'll help you correct your movements, and they'll do a lot with you to teach you how to do it well. Not necessarily at the crazy heavy weights or anything like that, but how to move effectively and efficiently. So that way, once you are used to moving that way, you can get the strength.
Can't tell you how many times I've looked and stalked different CrossFit gyms and trying to find, a gym that would work with me. And I always look at those beginners and I always think, can I just skip that? But I'm sure you learn a lot of great stuff, because it's all about moving better and more efficiently.
All right. Well, this has been so fun for me, and I hope that it's been fun for Katie and David and you all listening. But we're going to wrap it up with one last question. David, what's your current fitness goal?
So this has been fun for me as well. I've enjoyed the podcasting here with you guys. Thank you guys for having me on. But my current fitness goal right now is really just to make it to the gym. Right now with life, it's pretty chaotic. I can really only consistently make it to the gym 2 days a week. I'm really trying to get more towards 4 days a week, but it's definitely still difficult with Sammy and just running around with life. So I've been mowing the lawn. That dang lawn gets in the way all the time. But we're definitely trying. So I'll get my workouts in at home if I have to, but I definitely prefer to try to get into the gym if I can.
Yeah, and that's so real life. I mean, I'm struggling with the same thing, because with working, and so if I work in the morning, I'm not taking my own classes, and David's not working out at the gym. So that means then he works the whole day, and then it's like, 4:35, and we both haven't worked out yet. So it just makes our day a lot different, and we're still kind of figuring it out, and we're going to have to figure it out all over again when the next baby's born, and 'tis the challenge of life. We'll figure it out.
Those of you who are not homeowners, I was shocked that don't let them roll over that mowing the lawn issue. You have to mow your lawn every 5 days. Like, forget that. I'm never getting a house. I will rent for life. Never would be able to fit in a workout. So props to you.
Let me be clear, we don't mow our yard every 5 days, but we need to mow our yard every 5 days. And we have a larger yard. We have a half acre. So like, it's kind of on the bigger side as far as living in, populated area. But I've complained about this to my siblings, and like, none of them have a hard time mowing their lawn. I don't understand. Where do they have all this time? It takes us like an hour and a half to mow the lawn. And I don't know, we have a life, and we want to eat dinner, and maybe we want to relax at night, and maybe we want to work out. So the damn lawn.
Yep.
Amen. Well, thanks again, David, so much. This was so much fun. I'm so excited for everyone to listen. And if you have any other further questions for David or for Lauren about CrossFit, whatever, you guys know where to find us at Fit Friends Happy Hour on Instagram, Facebook.
All right, well, that's it for this week. We will talk to you guys later. Bye.